I was earning $31,000 a year, and I owed $40,000 on my credit cards. I really was feeling like I was going under. I went to a therapist in our employee assistance program, and she offered to help. She introduced me to someone who knew how to get myself out of all of this debt. I went and talked to them, and it actually helped. I had to stop using my credit cards. Period. That's what they told me. They had me call all my creditors that I owed money to, and I slowly but surely made arrangements to pay them back in smaller increments. And I gathered all my cards together and I cut them up. I had 35 credit cards. Major ones, department stores, gas cards, most of them without any balances, but about 10 of them had all that debt on them. I thought I was being smart sometimes and would transfer balances back and forth onto new cards, thinking if I combined the balance on this new card with a great rate, that I was being thoughtful and attentive and would pay them off sooner. But I didn't do that. I just acquired more debt. So when I made this decision to stop using credit cards and only pay with my debit card, it was hard. That's when I realized what it really meant emotionally and psychologically for me to use my credit cards. I started paying attention to how I felt when I used them. That wasn't hard at all once I began to pay attention. There was a thrill I experienced when I used my credit cards over and above when I used cash or my debit card. There really did seem to be a feeling that came over me that filled up something inside of me that made me feel more important and good inside. That was something I had to explore. I needed to find out what was lacking inside of me that this feeling of charging something helped to fill. That's when I realized that there was something much deeper going on with me and credit cards. What was it? What was it about credit cards that made me feel important, made me feel like everyone else? For I didn't feel like everyone else without them. I grew up poor. My parents didn't have credit cards until I was older, and even then they only purchased them when our economy began to require it. There didn't seem to be this credit card culture as there is now when I was growing up. Nonetheless, even though my parents didn't have credit card debt, we didn't have much. So when I grew up and got married, that's when I found out about credit cards. However, I couldn't get one in my name. Not for another year. They finally changed the laws a year after I married to be able to get a card in my name. It seems so antiquated now that almost anyone can get a credit card. I didn't discover them and use them, however, until I got into grad school. That's when the offers started coming in, and that's when I took off. I thought it would make me be like everyone else, that I could have the things I saw other people having, and that would make me be like them. That's the key. That feeling of being not good enough, not like other people. Having credit cards helped me feel like everyone else, like someone who was good enough, maybe even a little bit better than good enough, which is not a good feeling to have. Every year when I stopped charging, I began to feel a little bit better about myself. I worked on me. I worked on helping me feel okay inside, so that it would match my outside. And it worked. Last Thursday, I celebrated 25 years of not using a credit card. That was a momentous occasion for me, for it meant that everything I owned or used or bought was paid for. I didn't owe any banks any money. Well, except when I bought my car and my house, which I sold a couple of years ago. Those big ticket items seem to be unavoidable to buy with cash. I guess Oprah could do it, or any of the number of billionaires we now have in this country. Most of us have to buy on credit. But we don't have to buy little things on credit. That's when I began to look at when I would buy something, how did I feel buying it? Did I need it? I discovered the differences between wants and needs. Before, when I thought I needed something, I would buy it. But did I really need it? So many parts of our lives fall into this category. Do I really need to eat that piece of chocolate cake? Never has it been a need. It's always been a want. Sometimes I change it to a need. I may be stressed that day and want some relief, and that relief comes in the form of dark chocolate. That's not to say that we only buy for ourselves things that we need. We do need to sometimes buy things we want. We want to feel like we are living and not depriving ourselves. So where is that balance for each of us where we can define what is a want and what is a need? I found this chart the other day on Facebook. There it is. Something I think I spend way too much time on. And it helped me to define how I feel inside when life happens to me. What I discovered was when I was feeling more out of control than in control, I would act on something to help make me feel better. And shopping was my thing. When I was feeling less than, I looked at the outer edges outside the circle. If I felt sad about something from the past, if I felt less than a person maybe that I was working with, or when someone did something that either made me angry or embarrassed or somehow not good enough, I needed to buy something to make myself feel better. It wasn't always just clothes or things. It could be a plane ticket for a trip I really couldn't afford. When I look at the inner circle, the part that says in my control, then I didn't act out to buy something to make me feel better. I love what's in that blue circle. What I give energy to is one. That is intensely important. I still do that. Where I give energy to a person or a situation, and I don't need to. Especially if it's out of my control. Why am I fretting over something I have no control over? That's what I have learned from not using credit cards. I've learned so much that I didn't think had anything to do with money management. We all have something, though. Unless we grew up in a family that was so functional that you don't have these dysfunctional problems that a lot of us have. Again, on Facebook, I shared a post that a friend had on their page, and it read, "The people in your age group who did not experience life-altering trauma absolutely had an advantage over you. Your brain was focused on survival, and they were free to grow and develop. You may feel behind, but it's because you are doing your best to survive." Thank you, Zoe Ann, at Shakti Revival, who originally posted it. I didn't have a functional family growing up that I could turn to for any kind of resolution of problems I had growing up. So for many of us, when we don't have that rock-solid foundation, we learn to cope. And how we cope is determined on so many parts of our history. That's how we have gamblers or overeaters or alcoholics or spendaholics in our world that want so desperately to be happy, and they look to these outside sources to help fix them. That's what I've learned from not using credit cards, along, of course, with just living life. When we are whole inside ourselves, we don't need these outside fixes to make ourselves whole. Our world could be so amazing if more of us were whole. So much is happening in our world these days, yet the one thing we can do to help the world is to work on ourselves. It sounds so simple, really, doesn't it? Yet it's so hard. So if I have one thing to leave you with today, it is this. Find one thing about yourself this week that you want to change and work on, that you base on something outside of yourself, which isn't helping you help the world. Find that one thing and work on not doing it, just for a week, and see how you feel. Some of us look inward and do this often, and I think those can be very healthy people to be around. Others may be afraid to look inside. It can be scary to change a habit or a routine you've had most of your life that isn't really serving you. But if you can do this, there is such freedom on the other side. I have absolutely no desire to use a credit card to this day. In fact, I would shy away from one if someone wanted to give me one. I feel that I've created a better way to live, even during those sometimes hard times where I don't have enough money to do or buy what it is I want or sometimes even need. I've come dangerously close to being broke in the past, yet I still got by. In the Blue Circle, it has great suggestions. How do I speak to myself? Am I kind to myself, or do I deride myself? Where do your thoughts lie? Are they derogatory or negative, or are they hopeful and joyous? Do you do self-care? Do you take bubble baths or get a massage? I love bubble baths. I take one usually once a week or so and relax and read a book. It helps. Do you have boundaries? I've discovered how important they are to have for my happiness and for the control I have over my life. All of these things in the Blue Circle are so important, and I don't know if we teach ourselves these very important ideas and practices. That's what I love so much about the meditation song this morning. Loosen up. We are all so tightly wound these days, just living life. Whether we have any problems or not, we all seem to be wound up because that is our culture these days. So it's up to ourselves to take care of ourselves. I really think that is the key to so much. So, loosen, loosen, baby. You don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go, let go, let go. May it be so. Blessed be.